All righty. Hey, welcome everybody to our weekly conference call. We do these SLG calls on Friday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And I believe we have some folks that are on the call for the very first time. So welcome. These calls, of course, are live at 8:30 a.m. You can listen to replays, and we do archive a lot of them on slgteam.com under SLG University, so you can go back and listen to different topics, different people. But welcome to the call. I want to make sure and also mention, if you are brand new, to let you know that we are also doing Monday through Thursday, almost every Monday through Thursday, we're doing daily what we call fast start huddles that are Zooms. They're interactive. You can ask questions. We role play, do live calls, all kind of things to help you as a brand new agent. So I want to make sure you're plugged into those. There's a channel in Slack where it's announced each previous day in the Fast Start Huddle channel. So you just want to make sure you're getting those alerts to plug into those. So just want to mention that, but welcome to the call. I also want to just mention real quick that we are playing golf this by a week from today. Next Friday, we're going to be playing. We're calling it our first Summit Cup. We're really just going to have a lot of fun, figure out how we want to organize it. But if you are planning to play, our tee times are starting at 11 a.m. If you could just let us know, email support at Summit Life Group, or reach out to us. Just let us know if you're planning to play golf. So we can kind of organize that, figure out who's planning to do that. So we're going to have fun regardless of who's playing. But if you're in town early enough next week on Friday, you want to come in to play golf. It's going to be starting at 11 a.m. to like 11:30-ish time frame. So don't worry if you're not a great golfer. That doesn't matter. We're going to have fun, maybe make a little team aspect to it as well. So definitely reach out and let us know if you're planning to do that. And then the following day, we're doing a live event August 6th. We did one of these in January. This is only our second one ever. And while we are a virtual agency, we just feel like we are real people and we should get together and we should gather and we should learn from each other. And so if you can make it, I encourage you to do so. If you have to drive, if you can drive to Athens, Georgia, just do your best to be there. It'll start kind of late morning Saturday and run for several hours, but it'll be an opportunity just to meet real people, have a good time, learn from each other. And anybody that's coming for the first time, you're going to get a $250 lead credit for SLG leads, for any of our internet leads. And so really you're basically going to be getting paid to come to the event, but we want to do everything we can. And that goes for anybody that didn't come in January, coming for the first time. We just want to do everything we can to help grow your business. And, we believe it can make a difference. So if you can be there next week, we'll love to see you. I know we got people coming from far away. So anybody that can make it, we can't wait to see you. If you have any questions at all, email support at summitlifegroup.com. So really excited about this call because we have a good friend of ours now that gotten to know over the last really couple years, Miss Sheiky Perkins, and she's married to Jerry Perkins. And Jerry was the first one to really, I would say, start was a top producer, writing really great business and has done really well. And Sheiky was around, but off and on, and I'll let her share her story. But now she is absolutely crushing it. She's on her own, a 10K producer, and maybe more. I don't know what, or probably actually definitely more than that, and just really getting some momentum and doing a great job and just crushing it. So we asked her to come on and just share, just to hear real perspective, and we can learn, tips from each other and so forth. So, Sheiky, I'm going to unmute your line, and I what I'm going to do is just kind of ask you some questions, but feel free to share anything that comes to mind, because, we just want to be real and share what works and what works for you. But I'll maybe just ask you questions, and you can just answer them and go from there. But I'd love it if you would start off just telling a little bit of who you are, your background, that kind of thing, and why you started selling life insurance and particularly wanting to sell over the phone.
Yes. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Rich, for having me on today. Okay, so a little bit about my background. As Rich said, I am married to Jerry Perkins, who is definitely a top producer. And we've been in the business together 4 years. But as Rich mentioned, I have been more off and on. We do have children. So we have a five-year-old at home. So that does take up a lot of my time. And I allow Jerry to basically be on. Well, that allows Jerry to be on the phone most of the time whenever I'm not able to be on, which is fine because it works. And he's, of course, able to hold his own. I started out actually writing business with a company where I was making very low percentages, like very low percentages. We don't even have to get into that. Maybe like 30-40%. And then if you didn't meet a certain quota, they actually wanted to take you down from there, from 30-40%, and then less than that if you didn't meet, quote unquote, what they felt like you should meet. Okay, on that journey, the first couple of months, I didn't have any sales. I was very discouraged. I didn't know what was going on. I have a top producer in the house with me. He's crushing it. I'm sitting there looking like, okay, what is this? I know if it can be done, I can do it. But I didn't realize that first 2 months, I didn't have, my sound was not very good. I didn't realize that until one day one of the managers got on and she was trying to figure out what was going on with me, because she had talked to me previously and felt like I could do it. And I knew that I could do it, but I didn't know what was going on either. Well, come to find out, I had sound issues. So every other word, the people couldn't hear what I was saying. So it was like, okay. So they were hanging up on me. And this was 2 months straight, guys. So you can only imagine not having any sales, not really being able to talk to people, not understanding how you're going to get past that point, not able to understand if you're going to get past that point. But I was determined to make it. I was determined to keep pushing. And whenever I was told that they were not able to hear me, I felt a relief because I was like, oh, okay. But after that, I started, during that time, Jerry reached out to another great agent. No, another great producer that's been in the business for a long time. He reached out to that producer for me and said, Rick Kirshner is his name. Very great guy. Very intelligent person. Okay, he reached out to him and said, what advice would you give an agent like Shiki, who's struggling initially and hasn't had any sales, been at it for 2, going on 3 months? What's going on? What advice would you give her because she's getting discouraged? And he said, Jerry, I'll tell you. Tell her the best way to succeed is to last. So with that being said, I took all of the obstacles that I was facing. I'm walking, guys, so forgive me if I sound out of breath, but I took all of the obstacles that I was facing and I used them as stepping stones in order to get where I'm at right now. It hasn't been easy, but it's been well worth it. You can only imagine sitting in the room with someone that it seems like every other call they're getting a sale, and you're just sitting there like, twiddly dumb, just trying to figure out your next step. But it's been worth it. Then whenever we got onto, well, Jerry actually found this platform, and this platform actually allowed everything that we needed. It came with all of the everything, the CRM, the opportunity, I'll just say that it came with a perfect opportunity for anyone that wants to be good at this business to make it, because not only do you have the CRM, but you also have people that are able and willing to help. You have people like Rich. You have people like David. You have people like John. You have all these different people like Jerry that are willing to step up and help anyone that may be struggling in any way that they can to succeed. And I feel like it's a great platform.
So good. I love hearing your story because it's, you know, you didn't start off like a rocket ship, and most of us don't.
No.
I sure didn't. I love you sharing your first 2 months and nobody listening, but you didn't quit like most people do. So that's just so awesome. So tell me, Shiki, how do you manage your schedule? So you're a mom, you got a little one. What does that look like? Like, when do you dial? Or I'm sure it's flexible because most moms are pretty flexible in how they manage their day. But what does that look like with kids in the house? Like, how do you make a point to still get dials in, and how does that work for you?
Okay, so basically we have a 15-year-old, so oftentimes I'll have her to kind of deal with the 5-year-old, and which allows me to dial. But that actually comes after he gets up. I make sure that he has breakfast, get him comfortable, get him situated, make sure he's okay, and then I'm pretty much able to get on the phone and dial. That just depends on him. But I still made it a point and made it a goal to, no matter when it is, to jump on the phone and dial. Because like David said, always be dialed.
I always be down. And so what would you say, and this is not because you're doing awesome, but, you know, it's still probably not like you're sitting down at 8:30 and dialing until 5:30. Like, what does a day typically look like just for new people to hear, because you are juggling different things, yet you're still, you know, now I'll put you in the top producer category. So what would you say your day looks like in terms of hours that you feel like you're actually working your business, not thinking about it, but actually sitting down with headsets on, speaking to people or dialing?
So my day would look like probably around 10, being able to get on the dialer, probably like 10 to 12, then off the dialer, making sure he has lunch or he gets some of my time because he still needs me during that time that I'm still working, because he is coming in and out of the room still. Mama, you done working? Mama, you done working? So.
Yep.
I'm having to constantly mute my headset and say no to the not yet, or whatever. But when I get off, we'll do this. So then from like 1:30 to 4 or 5 or however long I can go after that, I'm on the dialer. I would say this. I went from just writing down some things and not really putting forth the effort, like 100-plus dials, 5-plus sales, 5-plus quotes, 2-plus dials, but not really focusing on that, not really putting the energy into that. But it wasn't until I really just made sure he was situated and was able to get focused that I was able to focus and really put the energy and effort into my goals.
That's awesome. So focusing on your targets of how to do it, I love that. Well, that's so good, and that's the definition of what that's why we refer to it as a lifestyle business, because, yes, we sell over the phone, but like Shiki mentioned earlier, there's some environments where you're more managed and your time, they control you. So we're a totally an independent model, but it's what she just described is, you know, it's what we mean by lifestyle. It's whatever. She's being able to be available, be home, you know, all that good stuff. So I just love that. So what is your favorite level carrier? Obviously we have our, you know, graded or GTL or guaranteed issue, but what would you say, Shiki, what do you write the most? What's your favorite level carrier that you write?
I write the most of Trinity Family Benefit.
Okay.
Here lately it's been more Great Western because of people's health, or maybe
sure,
because the person's health doesn't really allow them to get a level company. So,
sure.
And then they have a direct express card or something like that. So
right.
The option for yep. would be Great Western. But I write a lot of Trinity. They're pretty
yep.
lenient. I like Trinity. They're pretty lenient. Yeah,
yep.
I had clients to where I just knew that they were going to be declined because once we got them on with Trinity, all these different medications came back and they were still approved for standard or preferred coverage.
Yep. Yeah, they're a great company, small company.
They are
glad,
great.
Glad that we have them to work with. I know a lot of people. Greg Roberts this year is on pace to be one of their top producers. So pretty awesome. Definitely a good one to have.
I know you like,
yeah, I know it's pretty awesome. I know you've been writing a lot of them too. So I know you like Royal and all the other ones as well, Liberty Bankers. So so tell me this, Shiki. What would be in the, this is not doesn't have to be perfect because this is just real. I didn't tell you anything I was going to ask you. Share with me your opening line because I think it's good. That's what we always encourage everybody to kind of, and so assuming you're calling me, let's say I'm a, you know, whatever, I requested information, kind of give me an idea of what your opening line looks like if you don't mind doing that.
Okay. And, like, let me just say this real quick. There's a saying that says the only thing that's constant in life is change. And so I've had to tweak my opening, my whole script over time, but it kind of sounds like this. Okay. Hi, Rich.
Yeah, hello, yes.
Hi, Rich. My name is Shiki. I am a state licensed insurance advisor calling you back. No, it sounds like this. Hi, Rich. My name is Shiki. I am a state licensed insurance advisor calling you back. And here are my notes. They've entered your age as whatever the age is.
Sure.
And
yep.
Your reference color is blue. And it looks like you were trying to get a $10,000 quote. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, I'm happy to help. And, Rich, I am, again, my name is Shiki. I am one of the state licensed insurance advisors here at Summit Life Group. We specialize in permanent life coverage plans. We help a lot of people. Some of the people that we help are on a limited income, like Social Security, disability, they're retired, they're a veteran. Some of the people that we help are still working. In your case, Rich, are you on a limited income or do you still work?
I'm retired.
Okay,
I'm on
awesome.
Fixed income.
Awesome. Well, you definitely fit the category of a lot of people that we help. And that's my opening.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm going to tell you this. You already sold me a policy. That was so good. So, listen, everybody, I'm going to ask her more questions, but y'all need to go back and listen to the replay because everybody's got little words you can take. I'm going to go back and listen to it because I love your opening. And what she said about tweaking, that's true. Like, you evolve. That's why we don't get hung up on, hey, this is the exact script you have to use. Hear other people. You know, the outline is basically the same of all of us, but you can change it up and make it your own as you get better at this, and that's exactly what Shiki's done. And I know a lot of her verbiage, I'm sure, is from her listening to Jerry because she probably has heard Jerry do it a lot of times, so she's probably picked up some of those words. But I'm sure there's even differences between her and Jerry as well. So, but obviously what you're doing is, I mean, that's just so good. So tell me this, and you may not have a real let me ask you this. Would you say, Shiki, that of your apps, so let's say you write 15 apps or whatever, of those 15, and you may not track or even know exactly, but would you say the majority of them are one-call closes or the majority of them are follow-ups or you say they're half and half? What would you say if you had to guess? I guess what I'm asking is do you close everybody on the first call or do you have to do some follow-ups?
Definitely not everybody on the first call. I definitely have to do some follow-ups. And for instance, let me give you this example real quick. Yesterday, I was done with my calls and everything, and I was like, let me just go back and go into some of these other contacts that I've set appointments for that hasn't been answering me. And so I called a few of them, and the one before the last call that I made during that process, the lady told me, oh, no, I already got insurance. And I was like, do you mind, considering you already have your insurance, do you mind just maybe jotting down my information and sharing it with family or friends or anyone that you need that may not already have their life insurance taken care of? And she was like, oh, no, thank you. I would rather not. And I was like, wow, that was the first. You know, so I could have easily gotten discouraged and said, okay, I'm just done for the day. But that one more call I decided to make, and it was another appointment that hadn't been answering. So whenever I got him on the phone, he told me, he was like, yes, I remember. And he said, well, actually, I don't really want, and because he already had a $10,000 plan. So he was like, I don't really want anything else for myself, but my wife needs insurance. And I said, well, is she available? I would love to speak with her and see if there's an opportunity for us to get her a plan. And he was like, of course, sure. And there was all this noise in the background. And, you know, typically whenever people have a lot of noise in the background, they're doing something, they always want you to call them back. They're not going to sit down and really talk to you. But she got on the phone. We went through the whole process. She chose a plan, and that's what we went with. It was actually American Amicable, and it was just in a follow-up, 96-day follow-up.
96 days. So for everybody that's new on here, we call that pipeline, so you'll hear this a lot. And we talk every single day. You'll hear us when we do our fast start huddles. But when we talk about one call closes or pipeline, you closed a pipeline. Someone that you had booked an appointment for, they weren't answering. You probably let it sit a while, and then you just randomly called them back, and you closed it 96 days later. Is that right?
Yes. And I didn't actually close him, but it was his wife that I closed.
Well,
he didn't have insurance.
Exactly. And that's often the way it happens. It doesn't matter who you close. You close somebody, and that's another thing, obviously, that to point out. You obviously ask about quoting other people in the house or asking for – sounds like you asked for referrals based on the previous story you said, you know, giving your information out, asking for referrals, which is great. What is your – do you have a particular line? And you may just do it naturally, I don't know, but do you have a particular – like, let's say you quoted me and I'm sounding interested, you asked me some health questions, it's now time to rubber meets the road, because a lot of agents don't ask for the sale. And you have to do that. If you don't, you won't write anything. So, how do you ask for the sale? How do you tell me, kind of what we're going to do next? What does your verbiage sound like?
Okay, so after they've already chosen a plan, or before that?
Yeah. So the quote sounds good. You've already quoted me. You've kind of asked me some questions, and it's like everything's looking good. How do you tell me? How do you ask? You may not even know. I'm just asking. Like, do you say, okay, are you ready? Like, here's what we need to do, or like, how do you say?
Okay.
How do you lead them to actually apply? Let's just say doesn't matter what company it is. It's the same for all. But let's just say you're Trinity or whatever.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to know exactly what you wanted me to answer. Okay. So
to close.
It sounds like, I have to give credit to my husband for a lot of it, but for in this instance, just helping me understand exactly how to close and, you know, all of that. But it goes something like this, and each call is different but yet the same. But it sounds more or less like, okay, that's like $15,000 plan that they were interested in. And it's, okay, great. That's actually the choice that a lot of people choose for their loved ones. So go ahead and circle the amount that you just chose. Okay? All right. And now I'm going to provide you with some information. I want you to write this down, too. My name is Shiki, and sometimes I'll give them my agent number. But my name is Shiki Perkins, and the company that you qualify for is Trinity Life. Write that down. And then I'll tell them, okay, it is a process, but I'll be here with you along the process. So no worries. We're going to be in this together. Okay? All I'm going to do now is gather a few pieces of application information from you, and whenever we call over to the insurance company, we'll be able to provide that information to them and so that we can get the and hopefully get the final approval from them, okay? And then I'll go in, and I have your first name to appear on your policy as R-I-C-H. Do you have a middle initial, Rich? Okay, great. And your last name? Okay, thank you. Florence. And your last name? And that's F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, correct?
That's right, yep.
Okay,
perfect.
Great.
So you just start, you just start collecting the information?
Yeah, I just go through that, and then once they give me the information, I'll tell them, well, okay, now that I have that information, just give me one moment, and we're going to call over to the insurance company and get that final approval.
Love that. I love that. So good, so good. So, Shiki, what is there anything else? I could keep asking you questions, and I know everybody's hopefully taking notes on this. We'll go back and listen. Anything else you want to share, any tips, especially maybe new agents getting started, and then we'll wrap it up. Anything you want to share? If not, no worries, but it's been so good.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, I took a screenshot of this because it was something that I wanted to share because it would have been something that would have been beneficial to myself starting out. It's still beneficial to me now and will continue to be beneficial to me if I allow it to be. But it's a quote. It says, well, not a quote, but someone actually wrote this out. It says, I feel that once you – hold on. I'm by these cars and they're loud. It says, I feel that once you start believing that something is possible, you start to let it into your awareness, and then it starts to become true for you. The more you believe it, the more it starts to become real for you. This is why it is so very important to believe in positive things rather than negative things. So I would just tell people to believe in the positive aspects of the business, believe in you, believe in the positive aspects of you. And don't be discouraged. Don't allow the thorns and thistles of this business to choke you out because you obviously have what it takes in order to be here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the call. You wouldn't be on the platform. It's a great platform. You'll do good. You'll do great if you allow yourself to.
So good, so good. Well, Shiki, we appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing. This was a great call, and thanks for coming on. And we'll see you in Slack. I'm going to let David have the final words, but thanks, Shiki.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, David, take it away.
Awesome. Hey, Shiki, you absolutely crushed it, and I'm not going to talk long at all because everything Shiki said, I hope you were able to observe, you know, really absorb it. You know, at the beginning, it can be really, really difficult, especially if it's something that you don't have a lot of experience in. I mean, your stories of you know, your kids walking in and things like that, I mean, it's very relatable for me having three young kids and, you know, dialing out of laundry rooms, out of closets, just wherever we could at the beginning just to keep the momentum and keep the consistency going because we knew it was going to work. Just like Shiki explained is, hey, you know, 2 months old, not do or quit. You know, the only way you're going to fail is by deciding you're not going to, right? It kind of reminds me of last night I was at an event with my kids and my little daughter is a little bit old and I'll get the legs out. And then it's funny because you see, think about it. I mean, in the book that we're reading in the 1% Club, it talked about, you know, children. And, you know, first they start off crawling. And all they have is a visual example of how to walk. And they see it every day. They see it every day. They see it every day. And then what happens? At some point, they want to get up and start walking. But it's really, really tough. It's uncomfortable, and it hurts. Last night, my daughter was walking around a stage, and she kept falling. And she'd cry some, and then she would get right back up and look back and smile and take off and fall. Get up, take off, fall. Sometimes run into people, run into a chair, whatever it may be. But kind of like this business, right? When you're starting out, you don't really know how to do it. But you're committing to changing something in your life because you have a motivation. You have an inspiration. There's something there that makes you want to be a little bit better. So if you understand, hey, anything that you try first, you're going to suck at it more times than not, unless you're just insanely naturally gifted, right? So just embrace that. Be on these calls. Get on those start fast calls, just like children. They use the visual. They see the example, right? So move forward just like Shiki's done. And now look what happened. What if she quit 6 months ago, 12 months ago? You know, what if she didn't have Jerry and they weren't working as a team? All of these little things. I mean, working with my spouse, with my wife, has helped me tremendously back when she was more hands-on with the business. You know, because and Rich and I and Jason, how we're in the same office all the time, we thrive off the energy, right? That's why it's so important to have a community like this. So follow what Shiki said. Take something, just even if it's just one thing, implement it in this week, right? Follow up, consistency. If you get knocked down, just get right back up. You're $1 away from making a sale. Right? Always be dialing is the mentality. If you commit to being consistent, you're going to make it in this business. So great job, Shiki. Great job, Jerry. Been a great week. Let's finish it strong. And we really look forward to seeing everybody next week. And by the way, the golf is at the University of Georgia Golf Course. So it'll be a lot of fun for anybody who has never experienced that. It's a great golf course. And the University of Georgia is just about as good as it comes when it comes to golf. They have, I think, almost more pro golfers active on the tour right now than anybody. So it'll be a lot of fun. Cannot wait to see everybody. But let's finish this week strong, build some momentum, have a great time next week. Great call, everyone.